Taking a deep breath and resting, relaxing. Finding our center, finding our borders, our periphery. Resting into the earth as it moves through the night. No moon outside. This time of day, calls for rest. Acknowledging the softness of the breath, the touch of the hands, whatever they are touching. A gravity that keeps us hugged by earth. And turning your metta towards yourself is another phenomena of nature. This body, this mind, this heart, none of which you had created. Came as a gift from life to life. So whatever your inner makeup is right now, whatever root you're finding yourself in, also remember the bigger picture. It is made out of life and belongs to life. Let life take care of it. So offering your warmth to this creature, to this being that is you, with all the many layers and ages and personas and facets that this being has. All of which trying to serve life as best they can. And since we are all, as the Dalai Lama says, just want to be happy, it implies to each and every turn and nuke and twist in our inner landscape. So bestowing friendship, metta. It comes out of this spring of deep understanding that whatever we think of ourselves, whatever we think we are, whatever traits we like or don't like about ourselves, they also belong. They too have a place. They too are trying to serve life as best they can. So bringing the quality of compassion to this trying so hard in us. And let this energy of compassion, this momentum, fill the room. Sometimes you might even want to imagine it as something tangible, like a flow of water or warm oil or anything that works for you. And that you offer it. You offer it to yourself. In this beautiful ritual of accepting what is and placing it at its feet. Offering your compassion as you would do with an offering to a temple or a deity. Or the divine. Or maybe just simple gratitude. Thank you for being as you are. And feeling the pain as well, acknowledging it, meeting it, eye level. Letting whatever pain there is open you up more.